Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who are we listening to here, Wicks?
This sounds like Cash Money. Is this Cash Money? Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yep.
We go. Cash Money, Manny Fresh.
Did you see Lil Wayne just performed with his son? His son's coming out with him now on stage, and he sounds exactly like his dad.
Okay.
Is it Tiny Wayne?
Oh. But there's a lot of like...
Rimshot.
There's a lot of kids that getting into hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know the girl, Coi Leray?
Yeah.
Rapper, female. She's Benzino's daughter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then Jada Kiss's kid, I think he raps.
Yep.
Unfortunately... Ghostface son just came out with a rap song dissing his father. Oh. So yeah,
pretty good rejoin choices by Shine today.
Very good.
Gotta give him credit.
Hey, listen,
it's been a solid day.
Anytime he goes down the road of hip hop, yeah. I'm all for it. Especially when you go Big Boogie and you go deep hip hop for me.
Well, I gotta say, Ken gives me a little bit more freedom. He set clear boundaries. He goes, "Hey, no Mumford and Sons, and what was the other one?
No too? Dave Matthews.
No Dave Matthews, but anything else is
deep,
fair game.
And deep
and
cuts only.
No Rush. I told you, I don't want any Rush today.
Yeah, I compromise. No Rush. And so I'm just, you know, wheeling and dealing over here.
Keep everybody happy.
And I don't really get on Chime too much because I know my music is very hard to find clean versions of.
Yeah.
Right.
So I get it, you know.
Before we get to Hill Notes, Curtis, did you have something?
No, I was just going to ask if you guys got your Halloween costumes ready.
Ooh,
I'm working on mine. I got a couple ideas, and I'm working on...
Big Bone Prince again?
Or? No. I think you guys are going to like this one.
Ooh. Okay. Hill Notes on the way.
I think we should all come in as mimes.
I know. You know what? You guys...
Be careful of what you're about to
say.
No,
I'm about to say it. I'm not going to be careful. You guys are lame when it comes to costumes.
I painted my body last year.
No, stop it. You came in with a dress that you have for your house, and you painted your face green.
I mean, Greg did nothing. Greg just chose to do nothing.
Painted my face.
One year, Greg put a what the hell is the thing that comes on? A lifesaver on his neck. It was like Mac Island. Shine wore like a
furry
Pikachu outfit.
I was a shark.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna be three hole punch Jim.
Yeah. No one
I will
tries.
Be a Pokemon on Halloween though.
But we should have.
I try.
We should have a contest. Oh, boss man, you're here.
Should I bring back Employee of the Week $20 for best outfit?
Best outfit.
Yeah.
$200.
$200. Slow down.
Not in the budget.
No.
I have
the boss man budget.
James's costume. Does Maya have her outfit ready?
She does.
What's she gonna be?
Wolf.
Yeah. Yeah. James is gonna be Pat Sajak.
Oh wow. Jeez. Seriously?
Swear to God.
Wow. What a choice.
He's obsessed with Wheel of Fortune.
All right, we got Hill Notes. Any theme on the Hill Notes, Shine, before we get there? A lot of Bill talk in here? Or
no, a lot of Ken Laird related Hill Notes. Some good, some bad,
nobody
but some good.
Before that, though, it is Yankees Elimination Day. Curtis, you go back to the A-team like I do. If Eddie Adelman were here, we would have the Yankees Elimination Party. Can we hear from John Schneider, the winning Jays, in the clubhouse at Yankee Stadium where they go out again, please?
Every single one of you, bullpen game, Nathan Lucas, Miles Straw, all you motherfuckers, it takes everybody every day. Start spreading the news, bitches. We're going!
That is great.
It's so good.
Start spreading the news, bitches.
That's
has to a be a t-shirt.
One. That is a good one right there.
That is great. I'm a John Schneider fan now. Rooting for the Jays. Although it's Canada. I can't do that. All right, time
Your
for Hill.
Your wife's from Canada.
Yeah, well. Quebec, different party.
Okay.
Let's get a is there a Hill Notes open, or do we just get right into that?
I almost called you Greg. Holy smokes. Ken, Hill Notes today is brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Hi, guys. I have a lesson I want to share with you and Bill Belichick that I learned in St. Martin. While in St. Martin, I went to a beach that was partially nude, and I learned one very important thing. Those that can, don't. And those that shouldn't, do. There were a lot of big equators with little inflators that nobody wanted to see. And Bill Belichick has got his out on display with what he's done to his career and his life. Just because you can do these things, dating a 24-year-old and tanking your career by going into college, trying to save your youth, doesn't mean you should do it. Put it away. Nobody wants to see it. You're ruining a legacy. You're ruining a legend. Learn from those on St. Martin.
Wow. Maybe he just likes to be free. Like some people just go to the nude beach to be free.
I still am pushing back on that he's ruining his legacy. He is not. It'll be forgotten in time.
Let's see. The Twitter poll we have in the audience of this show, which is pretty pro-Bill, I would guess. Has Belichick has this changed the way you view the career of Bill Belichick? 68% yes.
Yeah. It'll definitely be a little dookie stain on his career. I mean, it's not going to be like, it's kind of like the Jordan thing, right? Jordan's is always remembered as being great, but we still remember like, remember when Jordan went to the Wizards? It'll be like that. Bill will be the greatest coach of all time, but you'd be like, you remember that?
LeBron, the decision to marring his career.
No, but it's about how you do it at the end. Like the decision, that was at the beginning.
It's a tough way to end.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh man, why did
Unless
Bill
he
do
finds
that?
Some way to come back in some capacity.
Turn it around. And like, he might. Who the hell knows? Maybe he rips off, you know, five wins.
Maybe.
Chime! Who is this Ken guy anyways? Who is that guy? Where's Greg? What is going on with my morning show?
Fair question. Greg has earned some time off, you know? The guy works hard. He's stuck on a tarmac right now, unfortunately.
Ooh, they're deplaned, and they're trying to fix, and it seems like it's going to take so long to fix, so now they're looking for another plane. So only one thing to do at that point if you're stuck at the airport.
Oh, boy. You think he's like Corvus Vodka?
Well, I mean, he'll need breakfast, for sure. Yeah.
Make it a double.
God, did I miss the Ken and Curtis combo. Can Greg just stay in Florida permanently? Oh. Come on
now. Thank you, Dad.
go, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Mercy Lob. The ladies and I are currently on 8+1 rings with Bill and Jordan, and Bill was wondering if Jermaine is still a coach over at Brockton High and is looking for a defensive coordinator, Lob. Oh, and might I add, you look stunning today, darling, in your coastal MILF attire. And has Gregory had work done, darling? Oh, he looks amazing without the glasses, eyes twinkling. Clean-shaven face, handsome as ever with that hat on. I'd love to take him to the woodshed, darling. I'm more turned on than Chime in a petting zoo, darling.
He's so good.
Oh, that is so good. Yeah. I love your best friend there.
Same.
What's his name, Trevor?
That's Trevor, but yeah.
No. I love what he calls Greg Debonair.
Yeah, I love Trevor.
Trevi, he likes to say.
Maybe it's me, but I get the idea that Curtis doesn't like Bill Belichick for some reason. I get a vibe.
Definite vibe. Vibe of glee to start the show.
Yeah.
Curtis is kind of leveled out, though, as the morning's gone on.
He's dancing. How would you say? He's dancing on his grave.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, do I love it. He tried to bury Tom Brady, and then he came back to life better without him. So take that, Billy Ball.
But think about this, though. Bill's legacy, the last time he was at Gillette, he got the biggest ovation of anybody on Tom Brady Day.
Right.
The fans here still love him. They will forget about this largely.
But you have to remember that timing, too, because that was dynasty. People were really against Kraft. They were taking Bill's side at that moment.
Okay, but fine. So he went to Carolina for 5 games and went 2-3.
Yeah, but I don't
think he's making a fool of himself in the process.
Right, but I think people still are Team Bill.
Right.
Right? I don't think there's people.
Bill over Tom? There's still people?
No, not Bill over Tom.
Still Bill is GOAT coach.
Like, GOAT coach, and nobody's really ripping Bill. Like, I don't think people, other than Curtis, like, I think people.
Nationally, people are ripping Bill.
But I'm talking about here. I think people are just.
I have seen a bunch of people that reached out to me saying I was enraged at you, but in the end, you're right.
I think people are just like, damn, what happened, Bill? Why are you letting her take over? But they still look at, like, because of the dynasty, there's still like he gets the standing O that he gets. I don't think people are ripping him.
Hey, Curtis, I just wanted to thank you for inviting me to that New York Yankees elimination party. And that dip you made was absolutely fabulous. As a matter of fact, I brought a little bit home. If any Yankees fans would like to give it a try, they are more than welcome. Just do me a favor and don't choke on it.
Okay.
Okay.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
Sam! Why are you dunking on me all morning? The baby can hear you, you know. Sorry, I'm really short and I have a tiny penis. Lord make fun of me all the time for it.
Ken, you gotta take the mask off or else we can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. I have four reasons why Belichick is not the problem in North Carolina.
Shut up, Ken. Put the mask back on. And stop spraying hand sanitizer everywhere. I had to call my sponsor. It smells so bad in here.
Pretty good, Ken. Though
I've been natural today, I think.
Yeah, very.
You know,
don't be too high.
I like the four reasons on the Bill Grace.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you.
Those were
Ken, you got to get rid of numbnuts. I could give two craps what Bill Belichick is doing in North Carolina. Let me give you some stats again, numbnuts. 6 Super Bowls as the head coach. 31 playoff wins, all-time leader. 266 and 121 as the Pats head coach. 69% winning average. 17 AFC East titles, 13 AFC championship games, and 9 Super Bowl appearances. Yes, he was 47 and 57 without Brady. But soak up the greatness that we had, and he was a huge part. The irony is, numbnuts, you're just like him, your personalities. Numbnuts!
Great rush track. Time stands still in the background. Awesome.
So Albert Breer just tweeted this. I've long felt Belichick was the GOAT, but now Reed without Mahomes, 184, 123, and one tie, 13 playoff berths, 8 division titles, 1 Super Bowl appearance, 11 playoff wins, 8 top 10 offenses. Belichick without Brady, 83 and 101, 2 playoff berths, 0 division titles, 0 Super Bowl appearances, 1 playoff win, 0 top 10 offenses.
Yeah, but that's kind of like, if you look at it, that's kind of misleading. Andy Reid, without Mahomes, had a top 5 quarterback.
Right.
And Donovan McNabb.
Ask people in Philly if Andy Reid's the best coach of all time.
Yeah. He had Donovan McNabb, who was considered, when I was in the league, he was always in the top 5 of quarterbacks during his time. So I think that Bill, and listen, I agree with you. It was probably more Tom than it is Bill. But when people go, well, Bill without Tom. Yeah, I get it. But we would never know Tom if it wasn't for Bill.
They were 5-13, having just lost to the
Bengals. No. But what I'm saying, if Bill doesn't
after failing in
but
Cleveland.
Listen, if Bill doesn't say, "Hey, we're going with Tom Brady," he may never get his opportunity. But he could just be a career backup.
Right, but you can make the argument if Tom doesn't go 11-3 after taking over for Bledsoe after he got knocked out that Bill's fired that offseason.
Right, and I wouldn't dispute that. But my point is, when it all comes down to it, the decision maker wasn't Tom Brady at the time. The decision maker was Bill Belichick. So Bill Belichick is the one who said, let me go with this young kid. I don't know what he is, but he gives us a better chance than Drew. And so that's what propelled Tom's career. If Bill goes whatever he does after the season and doesn't play Tom and ends up getting fired from New England, he goes on to be a great defensive coordinator and probably gets another head coaching job. Tom might have never gotten an opportunity to be a starting quarterback.
That's true. All right, Chime, that it?
That'll do it for Hill Notes today, Ken. Hill Notes are brought to you, as they always are, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
All right, pretty kind. Or you edited out the hate. I appreciate that. One segment to go. I would like to ask you guys something about the credit for this season's start when we come back. 3-2 and credit pie of sorts. Mm-hmm. A little question for you on the way. And then Jones and Keefe ready to take over at 10 here on WEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.